Yes, I do very much understand that it is a challenging point. Yes, I do understand that. And I appreciate that. I try to appreciate it. And but there is even more to it. I have first to clarify that one thing, and then we'll go further on with this, and perhaps it will be a little bit easier today. We'll see, but first I have to clarify that. A lot of people, when Corona happened, and when the Miron, and when now the elections in Eretz Yisrael, and now whatever happens, and it happens one after the other, you know, without ceasing, it's the whole time going on something in a very public way, in a sympathetic way. So a lot of people were asking me and others, what does Hashem want from us? What does He want? Now I want to tell you the way I understand and the way I experience that with people. What is the inner core of this question? It's a very noble question. It's a very amuridigi question. Your ma'amin de b'roilom. Your ma'amin that He sent that was Him. And you ask yourself, what does He want from us? But there is an inner niggun, an inner music in that question, which is very disturbing for me, very much. The inner niggun is, could you please tell me what I have to do in order that this thing should cease? That is the inner core, the way I experience by people. That means, in a certain way, you ask yourself what Hashem wants from us in order I should do, and then He'll let me alone again. You know, He won't interfere so badly with my life. It is even in a Ben Odom L'Chaveiro setting you wouldn't accept. You would never accept someone relating to you like this. That He wants you. What do you have to do in order to get off my back? You wouldn't accept such a thing. But the Beroilum is so far from us. He is so not real in that sense that He interacts with us. That this is our approach, and we think when we'll be all righteous and all checked, all the boxes, then He for sure will treat us in a very honorable way in our understanding. He'll leave us alone. And then there's no Shayach Bitochen. You do understand yourself. I mean, that's the relationship we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then Bitochen becomes a very ugly thing. You think that your mitzvahs are like actions with that through them you can cause that Hashem will no more interfere with your life and you can live your life the way you want. Then you say, yes, that's what I think. But you know what? I have a super string. I have a super string called Bitochen. There I can force the Borei Olam to leave me alone. Okay? I'm not from this business. I will not work on Bitochen when that's the case. When this is the attempt, I then won't work on it. No. I don't want to drive the Borei Olam out of the picture with my Bitochen. Shkoyach. It's not for me. And you understand, even in a Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, you would not accept such a behavior. You wouldn't. So we have to be careful about that. Avodas Hashem Iker, or the Borei Olam Central, it's a thing which is not a pressing thing. It doesn't pressurize you. It pressurizes you when you are still living a life which is based on checking the boxes. Then you think, Avodas Hashem Iker, I have to check all the boxes. Wow. No. I don't know whether you remember, only to give the illustration. You know, today it's a very big business called nanotechnology. So nanotechnology, there was a Jew, a Friar Jew called Richard Feynman. So Feynman was the beginning of nanotechnology. And the famous line he said, there is a lot of space left at the bottom. Yeah? We only think there is an infinite space when you go out into the cosmos, you know. Now there is an infinite space on the bottom too. That's a famous line of him. There's a lot of space left at the bottom. Avodas Hashem is the same thing. Avodas Hashem is an endless endeavor, but it's endless on both sides. It is infinite on the top, it's also infinite on the bottom. There's no limit to Avodas Hashem, even the smallest thing. Because Avodas Hashem is taka infinite. And that, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that so beautifully, when he speaks about Bechol Nafshechem, he says, Bechol means all of it, and Bechol means Kol Shehu. A little bit. It's both in one word. So that's what Avodas Hashem is about. It's Bechol. But Bechol can mean Kol Dehu. Kol Shehu means Mavish Kol Shehu. Nothing. Kol Shehu, Epis. Epis Go, Epis. Nearly not recognizable. Because Avodas Hashem has no limit, not on the top and not on the bottom. So when you are, there is a lot of space left at the bottom, the way he said, you know, there's a lot of space left where you are in your simple life, there's a lot of space left to work. And being able to work and being able to do something, even in a healthy mindset way of looking, it's the most healthy mindset. Most of the problems, not all of them, a lot or even most of the problems, which are real problems in your problems of the mind, are having an inner core of helpless. There's nothing to do. I can't do anything anymore. This is a basic ingredient of sickness. And Avodas Hashem Iker, there is no limit on the bottom too. So you always have something to do. It's the most simcha that you can have Avodas Hashem Iker. It's not a pressure at all. It's simply the most enjoyable life you could have. Because you always have something to do. So that was the point I wanted to have last time. Because there's a relationship going on with the Borei Olam. And Avodas Hashem Iker means that you always have something to do. There's always something wanted from you, and you have something to do. And what is wanted from you is not the solving the problem. Because this solving the problem has an ingredient to it that you want to get rid of the interaction with the Borei Olam. You want to stay yourself. I solved the problem, gone. You know, then I can be calm again. Yeah, but this is a never-ending process. So this whole solving of the problem and things like this, the way you approach life, is a very pressurizing way of living, and it is not putting this relationship or this interaction with the Borei Olam central. Because when that would be central, you don't have to solve any problem. The Borei Olam will solve the problem. And now you see it's the beginning of a healthy bitochen. Because for sure, no question about that. And perhaps you began to suspect that Leichter is just making bitochen into a sophisticated psychological mindset, which things are more acceptable and you are more have a peace of mind, and even when things are not working, that will be okay, and you don't have to really be under pressure because you are very calm in your life, but really bitochen doesn't do anything. You know, it's only a psychological thing. No chas v'shalom. I firmly believe. I believe in that. It is a little bit difficult for me to say that, but it is like a vados I have. That bitochen and tefillah, which is based, when tefillah is based on bitochen, will change reality for sure, for sure, for sure. I'm absolutely positive about that. There's no question by me about that. I don't go against all these things. So when you heard that I have a problem with this, Rabbi Israel, with a golden watch or whatever it is, I do have a problem with that. But I don't have a problem with the fact that bitochen does something in reality, for sure. Yeah, but it does something in reality based on him, that he wants basically your teve. So to solve the problem is on him, not on you. It's on him. And you are b'teach in him, in the Bira Olam. And he will solve the problem from an unexpected place. Don't know. You don't exactly know where from. Huh? But he for sure will change the reality. When you're holding by bitochen, he for sure will change the reality. For sure. But bitochen in that sense is a very... this is a very... an avoider which is based on the right approach to the Bira Olam. Because again, when you have the wrong approach and you think that the Bira Olam sends you things in order you should know what to do in order to get rid of them, then the relationship is very wrong. And then you can't say, but you will change the reality. Because the attitude is, I will do my things, and then you are obligated to change the reality, because I was a good boy. I did exactly what was wanted from me. And so this doesn't work like that. It does not. I can't accept that it works like this. I really can't. This is above my possibility to accept. So now you see that when I make Avodas Hashem Iker, I have to find a place to work where I feel that I'm growing for sure, where I feel that I have something to do, but the attitude is not to finish, because then I would fall back in this old way of thinking that when I finish my task, then I'm okay. Yeah, but the whole point is about keeping up the relationship, how keeping up this interaction with the Bira Olam, which is never ending. And it's never ending on the top. As big as you are, you only begin, the way Moshe Rabbeinu says. But this itself is as no end on the bottom, that as small as you are, you always have something to do. You are never helpless. You are never caught. You are never stifled. Never, ever. Because you always have something to do. So what we spoke last time is not so much about discouraging you that you should not try to grow, and should not try that you should reach somewhere when you want. That's not the point. So don't make your avoider in a way which is based on that the only thing which is that I have to be perfect, and then things will be perfect. No. I have to relate. I have to work with that. Okay? So this is the place we were standing. So it's not so much, I understand that last time it was like a blow in the face, that you thought that you may never achieve anything. At the moment you think you want to achieve something, you are... have to cease to attend the Vadi, because it will be, you will be not welcome, and we have a place where we like a doorkeeper, everyone which enters asks, do you want to achieve something? Yes, go out, don't come in. You know, no, it's not like this. You can think whatever you want, but it has to be a unbelievable carefulness, that you are very careful, that you never want to cease that yachas. And this is one of the most difficult things, because the whole merida, when you remember Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave a trichocha to the Klal Yisrael, says the reason why you were such mamrim with the Biroirim is because the Shechina was there. That's why you couldn't stand that whole thing and you wanted to escape. So this is a difficult mindset. It's not the easy one that you want to keep up this relating to the Biroirim. So now we have the right background for Bitochen. And we do understand that Bitochen is a big work. It's a very difficult work, it's a big work, but it's a work which is, again, there's no limit on the bottom. We will do something about that. And we will be able to do something about that. But it will be not this glorious goal that we'll have something which will reassure, like our Hatzlocha or our reaching what we want to reach, that's what Bitochen does. Because Bitochen is built on that we are sure that the Bira Olam will take care of the problem. And now this is not depending of the Chazon Ish or not. Because now we can begin the thing. Yeah? Now we can begin to work on Bitochen. Then, when that background is right, we can begin to work. Because the work on Bitochen is based on that recognition that you are interacting, or you have an interaction with the Bira Olam, but the Bira Olam is interested in you in all the details. The Bira Olam is not interested in you in some lofty way which is unfathomable for you. You can't know how he is interested in you. And then things are happening and you only have to say, Kamzule Teivo, and it's really, no clue. And Ki'ilu, you are stifled. You can't do anything. You feel like helpless. But you have a nice way to say that you are helpless. We spoke about that. You have a nice way to say, we spoke about that, what Rav Nosson Sechovsky said, yeah, that's right. So you have a nice way to say, they're helpless, and say, Gamzula tell you, what shall I do? Yeah. No, this is a very wrong way of thinking about Bitochen. No, Bitochen means that I understand this interaction with the Bira Olam, and what he wants from me is in a very particular way letrivosi. It's not only in a general way letrivosi, which I know that in the end, it's in a particular way letrivosi. I know that the Bira Olam has a basic attitude to me, that he wants my good. Yeah, he wants my good. And not only my good then, no, he wants my good now. Could be I made a Averis, could be I'm a Gilgul, could be all different kind of things that I have to go through all different kind of stages in my life. But I know that the Bira Olam Be'etzem wants my good now. And this recognition itself has a koyach to change reality. This recognition itself has a big potential to change reality. That reality can turn to the good. Because you are positive that Hashem wants your good now. Even though you are in the biggest mess. But you relate to the Bira Olam and you do the work which you feel that you can do with the thing you are in. Any mess which is there. We spoke about that several times in this month. That you don't have to cover the whole ground. Even a small thing which you feel that Hashem speaks to you, even a small part of what's happening to you, you are doing the work and you get the message, and together with that you are 100% secure that Hashem is basically interested in your welfare in a very simple way. He wants that you should be the most happy person, kipshutoi, now, not then, now. Now he wants your good. This is the background. Nefesh HaChaim says that, and that's the biggest bitochen. Nefesh HaChaim says that when the Klal Yisrael was standing on the Yam Suf, he said, dear bitochen that they had, that Hashem will split the sea, was causing that Hashem split the sea. Okay, so there you see that bitochen does something in the reality. I'm not crazy, for sure. But this itself, that was the point. Because Klal Yisrael was caught in a place which was absolutely helpless. From the back, from the front, from the right, from the left, from above and from the ground, was closed. Everything was closed. And now they had to understand that Hashem wants their welfare now, even though you don't see how can it be. It's closed from everywhere. Mitzrayim come from the back. The Sar Shel Mitzrayim comes from above. From the right there are Chayes Roas. From the left there is desert. And in the front it's the sea. And on the ground there is ground. So that's it. Closed. Caught in a terrible situation. And now they had to have this attitude to Hashem that he is interested in them for their welfare, for their goodness, in a simple way. Good should be good for you now. So that was against all the odds. But this Reb Chaim Volozhiner calls bitochen. So bitochen is based on they didn't have anything which was perceivable, possible. Yeah? No. So this is a problem that Nefesh HaChaim says that they had a bitochen that the sea should split. Where does that have from? Does it have that? This I don't know. Me'oitzim bitchoinom that there's yam yikra lifneim. That's what he said. They had a bitochen that the sea should split. So there, when you want to say it's a raya against the Chazon Ish knew the Nefesh HaChaim Baal Peh, and you could quote that backwards too, you know. No, it's not the stira because it speaks about Klal Yisrael, and then you know what Klal Yisrael means, then you see that Klal Yisrael has a different way to be dealt with. So it could be Klal Yisrael has a place that they can rely, have bitochen on a specific way. That could be. I don't know. I don't want to give a raya from that Nefesh HaChaim. But it's the same attitude. The attitude is that it's not that something which I decide over here, part of my life. The splitting of a sea wasn't part of their lives. The splitting of a sea means that the other world is opening up. And so we are not holding there. I'm not holding in the bitochen that the other world will open up. But I am not knowing where my Yeshua will come from. But there's one thing very clear, that the Boron which I relate to, and I don't want to drive him out of the picture. I don't want him to let me alone. No, 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 no. I don't want that. I want to continue the interaction with him. But now, the interaction, and I try to work, it's heavy. It's difficult. It's unbearable in a certain way. It is taking a toll. It is too difficult. And then the bitochen says, I know Hashem, which sent me this whole situation. He is interested in my welfare now. Now. Not Olam Habo. And Klal Yisrael would think on the Dead Sea, on the Red Sea, that he's interested in Olam Habo, so he could be interested in Olam Habo, kill them all, you know? And they would enter Olam Habo straight. No. He was interested in their welfare now. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. Now. Yeah. So this now begins to be the work on Bitochen. Now you see that's the picture of Bitochen. But I couldn't, you can't make that picture when you don't have Avodah Zarah Ikar. Now I think it is clear. I don't know, Lily has to nod the head or not. Yeah, now it is clear. I couldn't go further on because I have to say he's interested in your welfare now. But this is such a Pesach Pasuach, such an open door that you just escape from the relationship back, you know. He's interested in my welfare now, so please, excuse me, I have been talking to you, so please. And then the attitude is that you want to get out of it. And then nothing happens. Then why should you do that? You wouldn't do it. You would not let that happen. You would, to the biggest enemy of you, perhaps you will do that, the personality enemy. Then when he says, give me something, and then you say, and then you leave, yeah, really? Then you leave. When I'll give you this, even $200, $500, and then you leave, okay, wakasha, $500, leave. This you do to your enemy, you know? But why should Hashem do that? Why should he be interested in my welfare when the whole thing is that I can't get rid of that yachas? No. So you see, you need to be very strong to work on Bitochen. It's an inner strength. That you stay with this relationship, you stay with that, but you know that the inner core of that whole relating for the Borei Olam means that you should be happy and well off now in a very simple way. For sure. And then things will change. Once in a while they will. And I hold, that's for sure, the Chaznish for sure thought that Bitochen will change the reality. Otherwise, it's everywhere that Bitochen changes the reality. For sure. But it is in that sense that you have first to emphasize very strongly, it can't be the way you think that you are fixing some fixed goal or fixed demand, and this demand, Bitochen, will help you that this will happen. And then the whole thing is wrong. That's the Chaznish. But for sure it works in reality. And then for sure all these Maisim, whatever, I don't know about the golden watch of Rabbi Israel, what was it, how was it for real, was it in order to teach something, was Rabbi Israel clear that Hashem will help him because he wanted to teach that lesson, could be, I don't know, but whether it is this or this way or that way, so then you see back that, suddenly you can say, it could be in that way, it could be in this way. I am not decisive about what has to be, what's right and wrong with Bitochen. Because I am not decisive that it only is a thing that you will be okay and you will be calm and you will be a peace of mind, and that's what Bitochen is. No, Bitochen is not meditation. It is not. It is really not. No. Bitochen is a thing which is a very practical thing, and it works in reality. Only it's one of the most difficult things to have with you. You remember the Ramban by the Yoytze Milchoma. We spoke about that perhaps shortly. But the Ramban in the Yoytze Milchoma says that the Kohen, Moshuach Milchoma, will tell you that nothing will happen to you. But you are still afraid that perhaps something will happen. And I can't be calm with that all the enemies coming with all the troops, and I'm so afraid, so I can't really be calm. Then you go home. And you can't force Bitochen, because Bitochen is a very lofty thing in that sense. It's a very lofty thing. So this is our approach to Bitochen. And when you get that right, that Avodah Zarah Hashem is Ikar, now you understand, when Avodah Zarah Hashem is Ikar and you have that right approach, then everything can go. Then everything is okay. then we are able to go further and we won't leave our Avodas Hashem. And again, there is no limit at the bottom too. I have to say that, and this was, it blows in your face because you are not used to that. So that's why I said Feynman, that nanotechnology is built on that. So it's a very intelligent thing to go and to say there is no limit on the bottom, because that's the way all the today's innovations are built. There's no limit on the bottom. So Avodas Hashem is also like that. There's no limit at the bottom. You always can do something. Yeah, that's a very important matana we got. It's the in my opinion, it's the biggest matana for our health of mind, that there is always something to do. It's the biggest matana. And it is heavy. It's not heavy. It is constant work. And you want to escape from that. I do understand that you want to escape. Because, you know, let me now be on my own, you know, just shkoyach, you know. But when you don't escape from it, it doesn't mean that you go for a thing which will put up a pressure cooker on you. No, b'chlal not. But it, no, for sure there is merida there. Now you see merida is a very, it's a dakistika thing. It's not merida, they say, let up. Don't want Torah mitzvahs. I don't want this constant work. But b'etzim, when you go into that, it's a little bit like a sugya. You know, when you have a difficult sugya in the beginning, you think this sugya, no, mikvos, no, that's too heavy for me. But after you go into it, it's the most enjoyable thing to learn, because you see, things are opening up and things are there. It's like this. But for sure, there's always this struggle that you say, do I want to work? Not do I want to achieve, no, but even do I want to work? Do I want to be involved in work the whole time? Or do I want to have, you know, let me alone, leave me alone? So big people were never left alone. And now I want to reveal to you that this is the pshat in the Ramban, according to my opinion. It's a new thing in the Ramban. You remember the Ramban which says that Hashkocha Protis, everyone is given to the Ramban in Vayodati Vashel Tzavis Beise Achrof, that everyone is given to the nature, to the Mikra nature, that everyone is given to that. At Bo Eis Pkudosoi, that everyone has at one time, perhaps by the day he dies or whatever it is, then HaBoroim looks at him in a particular way. But at Hasidim Gdolim, there Hashem is connected to them the whole time. And it is based on what is called Yodativ. Yodativ means connected. That means the big people are connected. Now, you heard what we spoke before, and that's very much Nogea. They are connected the whole time. But a person like me, no Hashkocha Protis. And now all of the Haredi community is standing on the back legs and is barking against the Ramban, but it's very difficult to bark against the Ramban because he is the person which understands what Semuna is, you know. And now you say to Ramban, and then you say, well, you understand that? It's Shtikl Teira, and Yerchede Pshuta, no. The way we speak, it's very simple. Yodativ means connected. Big people always are in that relationship caught with the Bnei Olam, not because they achieve, only because they always work. And now, I am not there. I am Tachas Mikrim. But now listen. I am Tachas Mikrim. And now something happens to me. Mikre. According to Ramban. Yeah? Mikre. My neighbor is building. It doesn't. But let's say my neighbor is building and he. Bom, 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 bom. He does that in the middle of the day, the whole day, you know. And I can't sleep. Bom, 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 the whole time. So this is Mikre. It's not Hashkocha Protis on me. Mikre. Yeah. Kondraman. But now I decide that this is a thing I want to work, because I feel that Hashem wants from me, I may say that Hashem wants from me that I should work on my Savlonis, on my Be'odor Chaveri, on my Ein Toivo, on my thinking about that for my neighbor. I told you that once, that for my neighbor this noise is music, because he'll have a nice deer afterwards. For me, it's a pain in the neck. But for him, it's music, so I go for that. Perhaps he wants me to work like this. At that moment, you have Hashgacha Pratis. You are doing that yourself. At that moment, in this particular area, that's called Eis Pkudosei. You can create that. When you are a big person, then 24/7 you are living like that. When you are a small person, the way I am, you most of your time will live like this. You know, relating to the Borei Olam, but I can't relate to the Borei Olam. No, I can't. No, it's Mikrim. It's exactly, the Ramban is exactly what we speak. You see? You see? It's exactly what we speak. It's Yodativ. It's a connection. It's a Hashkoche. It is speaking to you, interacting with you. Big people had this possibility that they live, that the Borei Olam is interacting with them 24/7. When I would have that, it would drive me crazy. I have this merida. I can't. I have to go. I can't. But there are certain places which, and the initial thing is, you know, I go like the Rambam. I am Tachas Teva. I don't think that Hashem now sends that to me from his side. But I am a Baal Bchira. I have a possibility to choose. Now I choose that this is, I take it as a message from the Borei Olam. And I work something with it. At that moment, you are zeiche to Hashgacha Pratis. And at that moment, you are zeiche that in that case, you can be boiteach in the Borei Olam that he wants you with. Yeah? No. So, you ask whether everything that happens in the world is mikra, like Corona, Miron, etc. No. Because this is a klal, we have to understand that. When the Borei Olam is doing something with the community at large, this is another thing. The Ramban did not speak about that. Never. Yeah? When something happened to the whole world, all the things, no, then the Ramban didn't speak. The Ramban spoke only about the individual. Only about that. Okay? But not about the community. Chas v'shalom. But the community, it's always Hashgacha Pratis. That has to do with what I said, that by the Kriyas Yam Suf, it was the Klal Yisrael. And there, the rules of the game are changing when the Klal Yisrael is there. Okay? Good? So. Yeah, what's the difficulty? Hashem is a very alive thing, you know? It's a living thing, the whole Hashkocha. Ach, Hashkocha. You have Hashkocha, you have Mikre. Oh, no, now you have Hashkocha. You know, it depends on you. Yeah? So that is Leman Yodativ. It's Yediyah. The Yediyah is together with you. Yeah? So that's... Because that's what Bitochen is. Bitochen is based on that every situation is shaykh to avoid. Bitochen is not the thing that everything is shaykh to avoid. No. Bitochen is that Hashem wants your good and he will interact with you in that way. But it is only shaykh when there is Hashgacha Pratis, the way the Ramban. And afterwards, it will change for good. But it's based on your avoide. It's based on this attitude of avoide. I didn't mean that bitochen means that everything is always workable. That means avoide Hashem ikar. That has nothing to do with bitochen. That's just like an approach to your life. But bitochen is based on that. Because when bitochen is based on that, then bitochen comes out krum or awkward. Yeah? Clear? That was clear? Good, let's go further. Yes. But then when you feel that something happens to you is Hashgacha Pratis, then it turns into Hashgacha Pratis, yes. But only when you relate to it. Not when you say, that's Hashgacha Pratis. That then says, okay. You can put a tape recorder and say, that's Hashgacha Pratis. No, you have to work with that. Your dative connection. You have to work with that. what happens to you. That's what I meant, avoid the Shem Iker. And then, when you work on the base that you say, Hashem sent that to me, then you have Hashkocha Pratis in that case. And then you are a Chosid in that place. The big Hasidim were 24/7 living like this. I have no clue how you do that, because I would escape for sure. Yeah? And you know me, I would be the first to escape. I wouldn't even close the door behind me. I would make the chesed that other ones can get out too, you know. Can't do that. But these big people, they were able to do that. Yeah? So that is, I'm sure that you have to learn the Ramban in this way. And it's a very living Ramban, I would say. It's a very good Ramban. No problem with it. And it's a very alive Ramban. Yeah? Okay? The recognition that the void is endless is not connected to that Pitachon is changing reality. It's a background. Yeah? It's a background that you're always living the interaction with the Bira Oilom. It's only on that background Pitachon can work. That's the Ramban. When you're not yodativ, when you're not say that something happens to you in order to make you work, then you are given to the Mikrim of the Teva, and then you won't have Pitachon. When you are giving to the Mikro of Beteva, then you say, okay, I have Bitochen, but no, the Bir Olam is not looking at you. So how does he look at you? Because you are working with that. You have this relation, Yodativ, Yediya, Loshen Chibur, you know. You are involved in that what happens to you. You are with your work involved. Then you have Bitochen in him, that he will make the thing change. Yeah? Yes, it has. I said that Posuk Tov Lachsos Bashem Miftoach Bin Divim, the Gon says, Lachsos means you simply rely without a specific outcome. And Liftoach means that someone promised you a specific outcome. So that's the Posuk. It is for sure connected. I myself said that in that connection we speak, I said that Posuk. I'm not. The Gaon says it, so I'm afraid to say the Gaon means it, because no, the Gaon, you know, who knows what the Gaon means. But the Gaon says something about the Lachsus Bashem Iftoach Bin Divim. It's better only to rely on him without specific knowledge what will be the outcome than to have Bitochen on Avraham Yitzchok V'Yankov Nedivim, to Bitochen on all these big people that they promise you something, but Hashem is bigger, even though he didn't promise you anything specific. Now this was another thing, because this was his Gabrus Hora, which by the Second World War, which there was not the point, that there was more, that was more into the Tzibur, on the Tzibur, again, on the Tzibur was more a Gzeire, that you couldn't escape from that Gzeire. That was on the Tzibur, again. It was on the Tzibur. The Tzibur has different clothing, so I don't go for the Tzibur now. I go only for the particular person. But now you see that Be'etzem, this Ramban, is the most emunedike Ramban, huh? You see it? The Ramban is the most emunedike Ramban, the one that everyone thought, wow, the Ramban, you can't really, you don't know, you can't. The Ramban is something which is very problematic. It's absolutely unproblematic. The Ramban is the most emunedike Ramban you could imagine. Okay? So that was for today. Mirza Hashem, we will perhaps see each other, whatever it is, on next week. I'll be in America, and then the week afterwards in Hashem, the way I come back, then there will be Vadim again. Whenever you want, we can't finish Bitochen now, but now it only begins to work, you see. But you see how it was a necessity to make that first. Otherwise we can't have a Bitochen in the right way. Ad kan, sei gesund.